struck really close to our house, and the thunder was so loud. I don't like big storms.
Well, look on the bright side. Even bad things can bring about some good. Do you get scared when you see lightning and hear thunder? If so, I've got an encouraging story just for you. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Imagine you're riding your bike and the sky suddenly turns gray. You're about to get drenched, and then boom, it starts pouring rain. When you get home, soaking wet, your mom is pulling a pan of brownies from the oven, and you get a soft, chocolatey treat. You might have missed out if you hadn't come home early. Not all storms in life come with brownies, but you may learn to trust God more or find a part of your character where you need to grow. Romans 5 says, "We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." Let's listen to our story for today. It's called When Lightning Strikes. Boom! A clap of thunder shook the house and rain began to pour down. "That sounded awfully close," said Camilla in a shaky voice. "I hate storms." "I know," Grandma said. "When I was your age, I'd go hide under the covers. I felt safer if I didn't have to see the lightning." "Why can't it just rain without all the thunder and lightning?" Camilla asked. "Well," said Grandma, "did you know that when lightning hits the ground, it breaks down nutrients in the soil so plants can use them?" "Really?" asked Camilla. Grandma nodded. "That means lightning plays a part in helping plants grow." She smiled. "Isn't it great that God takes even things that seem bad to us and uses them for a good purpose?" Camilla looked at her grandmother. "Well, sure, but storms can do damage too, so I hope you don't expect me to like them." Grandma laughed. "No, we don't have to like them," she assured Camilla. "But we can be thankful that they bring about something good." She winced as a flash of lightning way too closely followed by a loud roll of thunder. "Storms of life can be that way too, the difficult things that happen to us. When we get hit by problems, we can trust God to help us grow as we go through them." "Do nutrients come from them too?" Camilla asked. "In a way they do. Difficult times often help us see that we need to rely on Jesus for help and strength," Grandma explained. "We grow spiritually as we learn to trust and lean on Him." "I can see that's good," said Camilla, "but it doesn't make it any easier when you're in the storm, does it?" "Oh, but it does," said Grandma. "It makes it easier when we know Jesus is right there with us. It helps to remember that He'll not only see us through, but will somehow use our difficult experience to help us grow to be more like Him." Camilla sighed. "Okay," she said, "but I don't have to like those kinds of storms either, do I?" Grandma smiled. "No, just remember that Jesus will help you through them and promises to use everything you face for good." How about you? Are you going through a hard time right now? Are you in the middle of a storm? Perhaps you or someone you love is struggling with illness, or you feel like you've lost all your friends. If you know Jesus, you're not alone. No matter what storm comes your way, He's right there with you. So talk to Him about your problems and trust Him to bring good out of every situation. Our key verse is Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4.
"We also glory in our sufferings. We know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope."
And our key thought today, trust Jesus through life's storms. Well, I'm Zach, and as always, thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.